Hey, it's Bethany here with Dialed In. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Before we hop into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a new resource for this new decade. It is the Action Takers Resource Guide. So I know from experience that it can be so hard to know where to start. When you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know it's going to be uncomfortable and you know that it's going to take some time and dedication. And sometimes there's just so much information out there that it's hard to narrow down and choose a focus. So I've done that for you. In this resource guide, there's a complete list of all different kinds of things and ways for you to start. So here's how I want you to use this. Go to my website, bethanyclem.com. Simply enter your name and email. You get an immediate download of this resource. You can print it out. You can have it on your computer, but it takes you through all different steps to get to know yourself better. There's a list of podcasts that you can get plugged into. There are a huge amount of books here that you can start reading to help change your life. And there's even tools that can help you stay organized, among other things. Now, just pick one area. Just simply pick one area that appeals to you that you think, you know what, I could work this in to my daily routine, or I could work this into my routine 2 or 3 days a week. Pick one, get started. I'd love to hear how it goes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you like the resource. And I can't wait to see how this year is amazing for you. All right, we'll get to the episode. Until next time, take action, live big, and enjoy Dialed In. Hey, it's Bethany. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Here today talking with you about decluttering your life. So I had a post I shared on my Facebook page that talked about decluttering and how it wasn't just about the stuff and the things in your life, but the thoughts and the people, etc. And the post went a little crazy. In fact, I couldn't believe how many times it was shared and how much conversation that it prompted. And it wasn't my original post. It was just something that I shared because I thought, isn't that interesting? So I got to thinking about how that is such a hot topic right now and how I could maybe add some value around that. So here goes. As most of you probably know, a little over a year ago, my family and I sold our house and most of our belongings, and we were living in Iowa, and we had been there, well, all of the kids' lives, so our kids are now 13 and 15, but we had built a home there and had all the stuff and things that we thought you needed to have so you could have this great life, and we realized we were just really disconnected and we wanted more connectedness and fewer things and just wanted to make a change and have some adventures with our children. So, long story longer, we bought a motorhome and we weren't campers and we learned a lot really quickly and we traveled the U.S. for about a year with our kids. We ended up in northern Wisconsin, which is where I'm coming to you from now, and our stuff is still, most of it's in a single trailer. It's like 24 feet long. And we're currently staying at my mother-in-law's house, taking care of the house. She's undergoing cancer treatments a few hours away. And so we're here holding down the fort. And we also bought a property where we're fixing up cabins. We'll have a space for Airbnb, which I'm super excited about, and then a retreat area where you can come and have meetings and do retreats and all kinds of things, and that's here in Siren, Wisconsin. So I'm giving you that backstory because I have experience. I have experience in this whole decluttering business, not only in physical, tangible things you can hold, but also in the mental things that hold you back. And so I wanted to spend a few minutes today talking about 3 or 4 areas of your life and how you can begin to declutter those areas. So here we go. So number 1, your home. Obviously, we most people accumulate things over time. And as my family and I went through our home in an effort to get ready to sell and get rid of most of our things, we realized that there were three main reasons that we kept things. And they were obligation, guilt, and because we were taught that we had to have those. What do I mean by that? Well, you walk into our living room and there would be a couch there. Well, living rooms have couches, right? Because that's what we're taught. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but living rooms usually have a couch and they have a chair and maybe a couple side tables and maybe a coffee table and maybe a sofa table, maybe a fireplace or a TV or a stack of magazines or some books. It just depends. Probably some lamps in your living room, maybe even a rug on the floor. Our living room had most all of those things. And as I looked around, I'm like, okay, why am I keeping the couch? Well, it's a piece of furniture. We use it, you know, really, I guess I was taught to have a couch and all these things in the living room, but I don't need it. So since we were moving, we sold the couch and we actually sold most of the furniture. Now on my mantle, there was a picture. It was actually a painting done by a friend of mine of my grandparents' barn. On their farm in the wintertime. And I love it. And when I look at that, it made me feel light. It made me feel really good. And so I knew that I was going to keep that because I felt really good about it. Now, there were other decor items that I had just because I had, and I got rid of those. They didn't really feel light. They didn't necessarily feel heavy to me, but I knew that it was okay to let them go. Now, as I continued to go around the house, I found that there were things like an old canister that probably belonged to Tom's great-grandpa at some point, and it was just passed down, and he had it just because it was in his room always, and we didn't know why we had it, and those kinds of things, you know, we wrestled with. Obligation, guilt, do we keep it? Does it feel light or heavy? Would the person that really owned it care if we had it or what we did with it? I mean, I guarantee you that when I'm dead, I'm not going to care what you do with my things because, well, my things aren't really what matters here in this life. It's the impact. It's the relationships. It's the love that carries on. It's the feeling that you leave behind, the legacy, not the things necessarily. So obligation, guilt, and what we were taught. So first we narrowed it down if it was any of those things. And then we asked ourselves, does this thing make me feel light or heavy? Now, you can do this with anything. I did a Facebook Live earlier today. So if you're listening and you want to find that Facebook Live, it was on January 3rd, 2020, which is when I'm recording this. And I talked about how I kept this Wonder Woman coffee mug because I loved it and it felt light to me. And what does that mean? Well, it means I feel good. I like it. I like to have it. I like to hold it. I feel powerful when I drink out of it. I know that may sound crazy, but that's the truth. And I started realizing that there's all kinds of energy with pretty much everything that we surround ourselves with. And so if you're using things, wearing things, keeping things, and they feel heavy to you, that's probably holding you back. And so that's something to take inventory of. So obligation, guilt, if it was something that we were taught to have, and then is it light or is it heavy? We would make piles in the room. So of smaller items, we would have a light pile, a heavy pile, in other words, a keep and a throw. And then sometimes there were items that we were like, I don't know, I can't make a decision about that right now. I'm going to come back to it. And so we would have a third pile. And then we would plan ahead on what we were doing with items. This is a key. If physically you're getting rid of items, of things, have a plan on when and where you're going to dispose of them. And have that date in your mind so you can take action and keep moving forward. Otherwise, you may just put things in piles and then push them off in a corner, and then you're not really decluttering. You're like piling. So All right, that was number one with home. I'll cover just a couple more here on the podcast. So another area, decluttering your head. So think about this. So if your head is full of all kinds of worries and stresses and thoughts and maybe your negativity and complaining, how are you going to reach your goals? How can you even really be clear enough to set goals if you're so worried about what's going to happen in the future, or you're so ticked off and thinking about what happened in the past, or having regrets about the past, or holding grudges with individuals? Your headspace is the place where your big life either happens or it doesn't. That's why I called the podcast Dialed In, because everything about your life is about you being dialed in to your thoughts. Thinking about what you're thinking about, dialed into your thoughts, who you are, how you behave, your efforts, your strengths and your abilities. You've got to be dialed in on all those things in order to achieve goals so you can live your big life. Your headspace, if it's being taken up with worrying about the past, worrying about the future, holding grudges, being angry, you're wasting a lot of the energy that you could be putting towards living big, putting towards being the best version of yourself. So I challenge you to sit down and do a brain dump. This is something that I learned several years ago, and it has been really impactful for me. Sit down, do a brain dump. Just write everything that's in your head on a piece of paper. Just get it out. It doesn't matter. There doesn't have to be any rhyme or reason to it. I need to buy some pencils at the store. We need orange juice. Oh, I'm so irritated that my son didn't clean his room again. I know I need to file that paperwork that I received in the mail for our insurance. I need to call my mom. Whatever. Any thoughts? It doesn't matter. No judgment. Just throw it all down on a piece of paper. Why? Because once you get it out of your head, you can look at it in a different way. You can separate out the worries. Decide now what you're going to spend your time on and what you're not going to spend your time on. What is serving you well and what is not serving you? Let go of what you need to let go of. If you're a faith-based person, turn that stuff over to God. Know what is His to deal with and what is yours to deal with. Know what you can control and what you can't control. Decluttering your head helps you live big. Do you know what you want? Do you know what your goals are? Do you know what your priorities are? Declutter your head, get the stuff out, and then start filling it up with stuff that is light, stuff that serves you, stuff that helps you stay dialed in and living big. Make sense? All right, one more. Oh, maybe I'll do two more. Okay, relationships. Okay, this is a big one. Who are you spending your time with? If you've listened to me for any length of time, you've heard me say probably over and over again, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with, okay? If the people that you spend the most time with are heavy and toxic and negative and complaining and always telling you who died or what person was killed in a foreign country on vacation or who drowned last week, not that those things are important, but what you focus on is where your energy goes, you guys. Your focus matters. It's just like if I tell you, don't think about purple elephants, don't think about purple elephants. Whatever you do right now, do not be thinking about purple elephants. What are you focusing on? Purple elephants, even if you try not to. The thing is, if you're thinking about bad, it's still, you're focusing on it. If you're thinking about what you don't want, guess what you're focusing on? What you don't want. In your relationships, if the talk is negative or if it's gossipy, you've got to question whether that's serving you. Sometimes we're in the thick of it because we've been in relationships for so many years that we don't even realize how incredibly heavy and toxic they are. I challenge you, take a step back and look at who you're surrounding yourself with. You have a choice on who you spend time with. I'm not telling you to write people off or take letters around telling them you're not going to be friends anymore, but you do have a choice to put up boundaries that are healthy for you. And just because someone maybe is family doesn't mean that you have to spend all your time with them if they're negative for you. You can have appropriate, healthy boundaries. You want to know more about that? Reach out to me. I'd be happy to sit and talk with you, navigate the waters with you. I know this can be a really hard situation. Long-term friends and families, those relationships can be hard to navigate, especially when they become unhealthy. So I get it. All right, last thing. Time. Decluttering your schedule. Filtering your time. What are you spending your time on? So I'm going to go back to your thoughts here. What are you spending your time thinking about? What are you spending your time doing? Are you doing things out of obligation? Out of guilt? Because you were taught? Oh, isn't that interesting? It's the same thing we talked about in the beginning. Why do we keep things? Obligation, guilt, because we were taught to have them. Why do we spend our time on things? Well, probably because we saw our parents spending time on things, and it's just normal for us. Here's the thing. You get to choose what you spend your time on. Now, I know some of you might be screaming at me right now saying, but you don't understand. I have a 40 plus hour a week work, and I have to do all the things, and I get that. I'm not saying that. But while you're at work, what are you focusing on? Are you focused on how miserable your job is and you're waiting for the weekend and you're wishing your life away to spend Saturday and Sunday doing the things that you want? If so, it's time to reevaluate that. It's time to get an exit strategy. It's time to figure out if it's your perspective that needs shifted or if it's your place of work that needs to be shifted. If you need to leave that place, those are things I can help you navigate too. Are you doing things out of obligation and guilt? If so, what would happen if you said no? Again, brain dump. Make a list of how you're spending your time. Do you really have to do all those things? Do you want to be doing all those things? How do those things serve you? Do you feel light or heavy when you're spending your time on those things? This is a big deal. Big deal. The only way that you can live big is if you declutter your life. Your home, your work, your head, your schedule, your relationships, and your time. All of those things are declutterable. I'm not even sure if that's a word, but we're using it. And the cool thing about all of this, you guys, is you have the power. The control is yours. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what you thought of this, what your takeaways were, how you're going to implement some of the things you learned. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can message me here. You can send me an email, bethany@bethanyclem.com. I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me on Facebook. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.